We have guests in the studio, which is always nice after a year of really not having guests in the studio. So with us is Alexa James. She is the chief executive officer of NAMI, which I just can't say enough about you. There is so much that has changed because of the efforts of your organization, especially for people suffering from mental illness. So
thanks,
appreciative
Lisa,
that you're in here. Dr. Balnandra, I've got so many questions because I hear all your commercials on WGN, and he is the founder of IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago. And Maria Palmer is a patient of Dr. Nandra's. How are you, Maria?
Doing fantastic.
Oh, let me get you on. Let me see.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go. That's the one. And Dr. Nandra, are you there?
I'm here. How
I got
you?
Your mic on. That's
nice to
good.
Be here, Lisa.
And Alexa, you're with us as well, right?
Yes.
So let's start with you, Alexa. It's okay to not be okay. Was that something that was coined by NAMI?
It wasn't, but I'm super glad that we're using it. We talk about working towards a future where stigma is no longer an issue, that we work hard to reform the mental health system, that it is so complicated, and that when you can't get out of bed, how dare we ask you to also fight a system that doesn't work for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I'm so grateful for Dr. Nandra and his work. It is really a game changer for our people.
So tell me how this works. You know, there was news yesterday about them implanting devices now in people's brains to treat major or severe depression. This seems to be a much simpler solution. It really is an IV solution and ketamine. So tell us how that works, Doc.
Yeah, so Lisa, IV ketamine, well, ketamine in general is a drug that's been around for a long time, over 50 years. It was an anesthetic drug when it was initially developed and FDA approved in 1970, believe it or not. But it was around 15 years ago, actually, when it was initially discovered to be so rapidly and dramatically effective for depression and treatment-resistant depression. And over the years, we found it's even effective for PTSD, OCD, bipolar, anxiety, as well as chronic pain. So what we've found is that it reacts with a completely different receptor in our brains called the NMDA receptor. And the most remarkable thing about ketamine, it actually has the ability to induce very potent growth factors in our brain. And these growth factors actually change your brain physically. And I like to think of it as healing your brain. Okay, so they're actually forming new connections and kind of lighting up the missing lights of a Christmas tree, so to speak, that, you know, the dim out over the course of mental illness and the stress that that causes on your brain. And as a result, it can literally relieve depression after one treatment, even depression that's lasted for years and years and years and has not been relieved by multitude of medications and therapies. And Maria, our wonderful patient with us today, is a perfect example of how dramatically effective ketamine can be.
So, Maria, like, have you suffered most of your life? How long did it take to get diagnosed? And were there times that you thought you were just never going to get out of bed again?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, especially this past year, coming out of the pandemic and everything having to be re-triggered. So my story is that I actually ended up being diagnosed with by Dr. Nandra with a form of PTSD, because essentially I had repeating traumas my whole life, and everything sort of came to the head, especially with everything with the pandemic, and I had lost my job, and I had been re-triggered and had all of these things happening in my life, and it got to a point where I couldn't function. I literally could not get out of bed. Even to get help, I couldn't make the call to get help. I ended up texting him because I was so scared to even call, because I couldn't ask for help for myself. That was being weak. And then I got the call. I finally was able to put that text in. He got me on the phone. It was very calming and gentle because I was in the midst of a panic attack on the phone with him. And he was like, okay, so this is what it sounds like is going on. Sounds like a lot of depression. Sounds like a lot of anxiety. Sounds like a lot of symptoms of PTSD. And we can get you in tomorrow. And I needed that. That's all I needed, was that lifeline. I just needed something to hang on to get me to that next day. Because at that point, I had been 3 days without sleep. I wasn't eating. My life was quite literally crumbling around me. And it was freaking me out because everything should have been perfect. I had my dream job. My husband is fantastic. My daughter is wonderful. Everything should have been great. And it wasn't. And it was freaking me out. I finally got in, and after one treatment, literally, it was like suddenly I had a life.
You felt better?
Yes.
You know, I never witnessed this until last year. A friend, you know, called and she said, I've been on the couch for 3 days. I can't get off the couch. I had not witnessed a panic attack like this or anxiety. And so I went to research everything I could. I ended up trying to find a facility to take her to because I thought perhaps she might hurt herself. And we went and the process was horrendous. When I tell you there is a need for your organization, Alexa, because I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know how to help her. And it is a terrible thing to witness. And I think people who don't understand depression or anxiety or panic attacks, they don't know what it looks like. I thought, well, what is going on here, you know? And then I got to the place and they're like, yeah, we don't have any beds. We can't take her home. Well, where am I supposed to take her? I don't know. Take her to your house. And she was on my couch for a week. And it's just a tragedy because we have a mental health crisis in this nation, don't we?
Oh, yes. And we had it before the pandemic. And it is getting worse. And people are sicker and more acute and more complicated. I think that what the pandemic has taught us is that we really need connection and we need our environment needs to feel a certain way for us to feel well. But I think just as you said, there also needs to be some significant intervention to our brain. That you can have a wonderful kid and a wonderful partner and a home and steadiness. But if you are not feeling okay, none of that matters. And we discount that as a society. We think a lot around success. We think a lot around being happy as a virtue and a value, as opposed to understanding that we're all really struggling, honestly. Mm-hmm. And there are immediate solutions. As you mentioned, our mental health system can be in of itself traumatizing.
Oh, it was. I couldn't believe that. I yeah. couldn't get her help. I thought, you know, I'm resourceful. I'm kind of smart. I can figure this out. I couldn't offer anything.
We negotiate all day long. We negotiate all day long with hospitals. It's really favor-based, tens of thousands of times a year through our helpline. And the fact that Dr. Nandra and his solution is that available, that in of itself is healing. Right? To get a call back in a day, that's right. Not a thing.
So tell me how this works. So people call you, you get them in, and tell me about the process of getting the IV solution and the ketamine doctor.
So basically what happens is a lot of our patients are obviously referred from other psychiatrists and their therapists and counselors and stuff. However, a referral is not clinically really necessary. But once a patient contacts us, we put them through a pretty fairly rigid screening process. We, you know, evaluate their not only their mental illness, but their general health, because ketamine can affect a number of systems in our body, but it's an incredibly safe drug at the end of the day. If they qualify for a treatment, which we decide as a team, our clinic and our clinicians, then we will, you know, prepare them for their first treatment. Their first treatment all the treatments are typically about 45 minutes long with about 20 or 30 minute recovery period from that dissociation, out-of-body, dreamy type of feeling that ketamine causes. It is a psychedelic drug after all. But that in itself is part of the process. And Alex and I were just talking about that the other day, how some of her patients and obviously a lot of my patients and Maria will tell you that ketamine in itself is like internal brain therapy. It's really remarkable. And Maria has expressed to me a few times about how she literally could process things away during a treatment, which is remarkable when you think about it. Anyway, so at that point, you're doing six treatments over the course of a couple of weeks. And each treatment, we're adjusting doses, evaluating you both subjectively and objectively, making sure you're on the right path and fine-tuning things to really ensure an amazing outcome.
In the studio with us, Alexis James. She is a chief executive officer for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, which is known as NAMI. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Dr. Bal Nandra, the founder of IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago, and Maria Palmer, a patient of Dr. Nandra's. And so many things are coming in. So tell people where they can get help through NAMI. Can you give them a website or somewhere where they can go, Alexis?
Sure.
Alexa.
Yes, absolutely. So I just want to make sure that everyone is clear that NAMI Chicago is a resource for everybody. We are incredibly dedicated to having significant resources for folks for everything that we need, including after school programming and social services and food insecurity and housing, that all really supports our mental wellness. And we are particularly focused on communities that are currently struggling with accessibility or who don't have the resources they need, particularly on the south and west side of Chicago. So you can call our helpline at 833-NAMI-SHY 7 days a week. You can also go to our website at namichicago.org, where we also have a list of awesome, awesome resources. We have English and Spanish speaking clinicians.
Good, because that's one of the questions from 847. They said, are there any local Chicago groups or nonprofits that provide mental health resource listings that may be more catered to Black and Brown communities?
100%. We understand that our audience and that the rapport and that the shared lived experience that you have with your provider and your community is so important. And so we have done a lot of due diligence to make sure that there's equity in the way that we support people. So I would think about folks who are listening, NAMI Chicago is a clearinghouse for social services. Don't worry about negotiating with the system. Just call us and we will send you to the right place and we will follow up to make sure that that feels like a good fit.
Also in the studio, Dr. Bal Nandra. He is the founder of IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago, and got a text from 847 doc that says, Dr. Nandra saved my son's life. My 32-year-old son has struggled with suicidal ideology, OCD, depression, anxiety, alcoholism. He lost his job in February 2020, shortly after his wife left him. Dr. Nandra got my son in for IV treatments immediately, saved his life. My son still goes for maintenance, but he has changed his entire life. I owe Dr. Nandra everything for that. Because when one person in the family suffers from mental illness, everyone suffers, right?
That's absolutely correct. It affects everybody around you, your parents, your spouse, your children, your friends. And that's what's important about it. That's why it's important to get help, because it will dramatically change not only your life, which obviously is the most important thing, but it will just improve the quality of your life, your family unit, and all of your social interactions.
And doctor, a lot of people are asking if two questions, if ketamine is habit forming and if it's covered by insurance.
As far as habit forming, ketamine is not an addictive medication in the way of physiological addiction like opioids and benzodiazepines like Valium and Xanax and those kind of drugs. Ketamine is a Schedule 3 drug, and what that means, it's considered, you know, low to moderate potential for addiction. But if you stop taking ketamine, you don't have withdrawals, you don't have any of those things. Mm-hmm. You basically will just lose the benefits that ketamine gave you as a treatment for your depression or whatever we are treating. As far as the question regarding insurance, ketamine is currently not covered by insurance, and honestly, I don't know if it ever will be. But fortunately, we are very, very, very happy to be partnered with a foundation called the Serenity Foundation. And you can simply call our clinic to get more information or go to serenityfoundationusa.org to get more information. Alexa James, who's with us today, is on our board. And that foundation was developed purely to benefit people and provide need-based financial assistance to people who cannot afford ketamine treatments.
Okay.
And we have applications coming in every day from the entire area. And we are truly able to help, hopefully, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that could never, ever have afforded ketamine treatment before.
And Lisa, if I may just say, Dr. Nandra never has turned his back on anyone, which is incredible. And we've always figured out how to pay for it or if it's just not going to get paid for. What we really need to do is drive people, if they want to support, if they're loving what they're hearing, to Serenity Foundation so that they can underwrite other people's treatments, because the need is bigger than our, you know, balance sheet right now. So
yeah.
If people want to support this, I would absolutely drive them to our foundation page.
And I would think there needs to be legislative efforts to create more funding for the treatment of mental illness, because it is in itself not a pandemic, but it feels awful close. It certainly feels like a crisis.
Yeah, I mean, the city has definitely stepped up. I mean, $90 million for the mental health budget. I think that what we're doing is trying to build up our safety net. I think what people have to understand is the reimbursement rates for mental health, that, you know, that's coming from the state and the feds, are so low that people don't want to go into mental health care, that people don't want to do psychiatry because they can't make a living in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to professionalize this and treat it just like we would and honor somebody in this field, just like we would an oncologist or a cardiologist. to make sure that we attract more people into this, these positions.
I'm going to check in with Maria in just a second. She's a patient of Dr. Nandra's, but Joanne is on the phone, and Joanne is, we lost her because she was patiently waiting. So let me get to another question for you on our text line. My friend has done ketamine. It helped, but he's gone back to struggling. Does more treatment continue to help? Or are there other avenues, actually, it's a her, that I can direct her to? I'm feeling kind of helpless. And that is the feeling of a friend who it's just hard to watch your friends go through this.
I totally understand. And, you know, ketamine is a medication for some people. It can be like a very long-term thing that requires maintenance treatments every month or whatever it is. But so I would suggest that that this individual probably either contact us or whatever ketamine clinic is in their area and really do like either a short series or kind of get back on track and then get on a maintenance program. And that should really, we rarely, patients who stay on the program, whether it's indefinitely or for a good number of time, they typically do not relapse.
Okay. And Maria, has that been your experience?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Completely life changing. And I do want to just say for a second to a depressed person that's listening to this, this sounds insane. It sounds like I don't even know where to begin. They're talking foundations. They're talking things like that. And I just have to say, this is different than anything that anyone has tried before. This is not the same thing as applying for financial aid. This is not, it's completely different because the people behind it aren't looking at it from a money prospect. And that is everything. People are kidding themselves if they think that mental illness and financial wellness don't go together. They completely
do.
Yes. They completely do. And I know that I was in a place where there was no way I could even pull up my bank statements at that time and be like, I don't even know what my monthly debt obligations are. I just need help. And that's what I was able to put in that comment section. And it got me that help. It is not the same thing as trying to figure out your W-2s.
It's overwhelming. I see that. And I was talking to Alexa during the commercial break about how it's there are generational ideologies about mental health. Like my parents were like, suck it up. Toughen up, you know, don't show us that frown around here, you know, to where now I'm trying to help people and I have a greater understanding. But then my kid looks at me and goes, what are you talking about? People, everybody should be in therapy. This is a part of health, you know. So there is change that has happened and there is hope for all of us, right?
Absolutely. And hope is actually our North Star. When you don't have hope, that's when we're really worried.
Yes.
Right?
I so appreciate all of you being in the studio today. So quickly, I just want people to be able to find you. So tell them how they can get help.
So NAMICHICAGO.org or call our helpline at 833-NAMI-SHY. We have amazing clinicians waiting for your call.
And Dr. Bal Nandra?
Yes, our website is ketaminechicago.com, KETAMINECHICAGO.com. And our phone number is 844-948-6337. And I just want to make a quick announcement. We are collaborating with a major academic institution to do a clinical study on ketamine, and we are seeking subjects for this clinical study. It will be for patients suffering from depression and treatment-resistant depression, meaning it has not, you know, been effectively treated by multiple medications. And if you are interested, anybody listening, to enroll in our study, just please contact our clinic, and we will give you more information and see if we can qualify for the treatment. Of course, the treatments will be free, and we will take amazing care of you. So please, please call. This is going to be an amazing thing.
We will also put this in the form of a podcast and post it at WGN.com so you can share it with someone who you think needs to hear it. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lisa.